My people, what have I done to you? How have I been a burden to you? Answer me. In the development of the Passover meal in the Jewish tradition, the people of Israel and their descendants, the Jewish people, would answer this poignant question that we hear if they are used in the reproaches of Good Friday and here in the prophet Micah. And that response lies at the very heart of the telling of the Haggadah, of the story of the Passover, when those at the Passover meal joyously exclaim the hymn Dayenu. And this starts with, even if God had not judged the Egyptians, Dayenu, that would have been enough for us. Dayenu, enough for us. That simply God's graciousness, grace, and love, Dayenu, is enough for us. So we can see that the people of Israel have this consciousness, have this response in the heart of one of their most solemn celebrations to the poignant words of God addressed through the prophet Micah to the people. What have I done for you? And the response, that you are God. You don't need to do anything for us. Who you are, Dayenu, is enough for us. And this response must have its roots way back in the time of the prophet Micah, and already be fairly well known in the time of Jesus. So of course Jesus finds a way to point the Pharisees and the scribes back to this response when they ask for wonders and miracles and proofs and all the rest. Where is this response on their lips, Dayenu? Why have they forgotten the solemn, fundamental response to God, that God in Himself is enough? Jesus points the scribes and the Pharisees, firstly in the direction of Jonah. And we tend to make a great deal of the 3 days, because these are the words that Jesus Himself uses. Yet as he addresses the scribes and the Pharisees in today's gospel, he goes on to mention foreign nations and the Queen of the South rising up and recognizing Dayenu, God alone is enough for us. And so we are also turned to the example of the prophet Jonah, for whom God was not enough, for whom God's mission was not enough, and he ran away from it. But finally goes to the great pagan city Nineveh, a city caught in the tumult of wealth and of power and of privilege and of distance from God. And the prophet Jonah is presented to us as simply mumbling God's warning to Nineveh. And Nineveh, as one responds from the king to the donkey in the stable, Dayenu, this word is enough for us. This insight is enough for us. And in the prophet Micah, God further asks something from us. Something from us so that God can say, this is it. This is enough. This is what I made you for, and you've recognized it. And seeing what you are made for, and seeing who you really are, Dayenu, it's enough for us as God. And that Dayenu comes at the end of today's marvelous first reading. This is it. This is the enough. This is what we are created for. This is our purpose. Act justly, love tenderly, walk humbly with your God. Dayenu, enough for us, enough for God. Amen.